Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. In this Advent season, we're thinking about the light that shines in the darkness, John 1:5. And for this second week of Advent, our meditation is on the subject of shadows. As we go through the day, we come out of darkness into shadows. As the sunlight from our vantage point comes up over the horizon, and there are large objects between us and that light, they cast long shadows, sometimes in front of us or coming at us. Shadows are somewhat mysterious, aren't they? Shadows can even be scary. But rather than really being forces of darkness, shadows actually prove the existence of the light. Just that it's hidden from us in a small way by something that stands between us and that brilliant light. And so it was for the people of God in the Old Testament. They lived, if you will, in the shadows. The first coming of Christ was so bright and brilliant out ahead of them that objects between them and that first coming of Christ cast shadows. And they foreshadowed the coming of Christ, if you will. And there are all kinds of these types of things in the Old Testament. There's the issue of Old Testament worship and sacrifice in the tabernacle, in the temple. There are issues of how God dealt with the nation and taught them all through this time and all through the prophets and the great announcements that were made of the coming Messiah. There were even people who, in a way, we sometimes debate was so-and-so in the Old Testament a type of Christ. We use the word a type of Christ. Did they prefigure the coming of Christ? Well, at least in some small way, to some extent, something about them showed, teaches us about the Messiah who would come. And then there was even, at times, the amazing concept of Christ coming to earth in his pre-incarnate state. The eternal Son of God appeared to men at times. We call this a theophany or a Christophany, an appearance of God, an appearance of Christ among his people before Christ was incarnate and came to earth as a human being through his mother Mary. These are incredible things. The people of God lived in shadows in the Old Testament. And the Apostle Paul speaks this way. He's really making a different technical point that we won't go into in this short talk. But in Colossians 2:16 and 17, he says, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ." There's the shadow, and the shadow is perhaps, it appears first, it appears in front of us, it's moving toward us, but the substance is Christ. We have something similar in our day. We're living in shadows, aren't we? Because the second coming of Christ is so bright and brilliant out ahead of us, and there are events and people and objects in between us and his second coming that stand between us and the brilliance of his return, and they cast their long shadows back into our time. We're seeing the foreshadowing of his second coming. But we have the advantage of living in the light of his first coming. The people of God in the Old Testament, they were just living in shadows. And that can be a difficult thing. Let's put ourselves back in their mentality this Advent season and think about, meditate on what it was like to live in the shadows awaiting the light. May God bless you this Advent season. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for listening.